Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem, Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslothy.
As we move into the final 4 weeks of the 2023 legislative session, the workload at times seems overwhelming, and today is a prime example. By the time we leave the Capitol this evening, we will have testified in 9 committee hearings. You heard that correctly, 9 hearings in a single day. This morning, we'll be in House and Senate Judiciary, and this afternoon, we'll appear in the House Education, House Human Services, and Senate Public Health Committees. It all begins at 8 o'clock this morning with hearings in House and Senate Judiciary, which presents the first challenge, how to be in 2 places at once. We do this by getting a special dispensation from the chairman of each committee. Normally, once you testify on a bill, you're required to stay around and answer any questions the committee members may have. That could take 2 or 3 hours for a single hearing. In today's case, we have 1 bill in House Judiciary and 4 in Senate Judiciary, so we'll testify in the House, then spend the rest of the morning camped out in the Senate. In the House, we'll be speaking in support of House Bill 862, a bill to create a state-level statutory equivalent of the federal Hyde Amendment. The bill would, in essence, prohibit the use of public funds to pay for abortions. After that, we move to the Senate for 4 bills. House Bill 628, the Infant Safety and Care Act, which is an improved version of the Born Alive Infant Protection Act, also known as LR 131, that was narrowly defeated on the ballot last fall. This new version addresses the concerns of the medical community and should pass easily. House Bill 361 is more controversial. It will stop schools from forcing children to use gender pronouns that they know to be biologically incorrect. If a child is a biological male but presents as a female, his classmates could not be disciplined for referring to him as he. The bill passed the House on a 66-32 vote. Senate Bill 518 and House Bill 676 both deal with the fundamental rights of parents to control the upbringing of their children. 518 places more of an emphasis on parental rights with regard to educational settings, while 676 deals with parental rights more broadly. These are necessary to stop the erosion of parental rights in recent years by schools, other government entities, and the courts. After lunch, we regroup and testify in not just 2, but 3 committees simultaneously. In House Education, we'll hear House Bill 837, a bill to require transparency in Montana's public schools, both in terms of curriculum and in terms of children who begin dressing as the opposite sex or using a different name at school. The premise of the bill is that when it comes to children, parents should never be left in the dark. We'll also hear House Bill 303 in Senate Public Health, a bill to ensure that medical professionals are not forced to participate in procedures such as abortions that violate their conscience or religious beliefs. This bill passed the House 63-33 back in February. And finally, we'll head for House Human Services for 2 bills. House Bill 373 would ensure that fetal remains, including those that result from an abortion, would be treated with dignity and not as pathological waste. The second bill, House Bill 879, would fund post-abortion counseling. As we said, there are 4 weeks left in the session, which may seem like a long time, but in reality, it's not. It will pass in the blink of an eye, so legislators are in a mad dash to get their bills across the finish line. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslofi reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.